Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor have this in common: the Lord made them both. The prudent sees danger and hides, but the simple goes on and suffers the consequences. The reward for humility and the fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. The one who guards his soul will stay away from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is the servant to the lender. Whoever sows injustice will reap disaster, and the rod of his wrath will cease. Whoever is generous will be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Throw out the mocker, and conflict will leave, strife and insults will cease. One who loves a pure heart and has gracious lips, the king will be his friend. The eyes of the Lord protect those with knowledge, but he overthrows the plans of the treacherous. The sluggard says, "There is a lion out there. I will be killed in the streets." The mouth of an immoral woman is a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry falls into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it from him. The one who oppresses the poor to increase wealth, and the one who gives to the rich, both will become poor. Listen to the words of the wise, and focus your heart on my knowledge, for it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, and always ready on your lips. I have made them known to you this day, so that your trust may be in the Lord. Have I not written 30 sayings to you, sayings of advice and knowledge, to make you know right and true words, that you may give a true report to those who sent you? Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or oppress the afflicted in the city gate, for the Lord will plead their cause and plunder those who plunder them. Do not make friends with one given to anger, and do not go with a hothead, lest you learn their ways and entrap your soul. Do not be one who shakes hands in a pledge, or one who puts up collateral for someone else's debts. If you have nothing to pay with, why should your bed be taken from under you? Remove not the ancient landmark, which your forefathers have set up. Do you see someone diligent in business? That one will stand before kings and not serve under common folks.